Hello, my name is Wilbert. I'm actually with Arizona Opinion Surveys. We're not selling nothing. We want to conduct a voluntary opinion survey with you.
Okay.
Great. Now, can you tell me quickly if you're like, I know that it's far ways off, ma'am, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for like president, Congress, and other offices? Will you like definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll probably vote.
Probably vote, right. Thank you very much. And in the 2020, ma'am, presidential election, did you like vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or someone else?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
African American.
Thank you very much. And I have your age here as 27. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm moderate.
Like somewhat moderate or, oh, moderate, right. Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed and generally speaking, are you like very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. We're at already at 20%, and thank you for your patience, ma'am. Now, I'm just going to read a list of different issues and concerns that some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 and how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if the most important issue, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all, okay? You can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first is for, like, protecting Social Security and Medicare. Is that, like, not at all important, somewhat important, or most important? You can use from 0 to 10.
I'd say 6.
Thank you very much. And what about reducing crime and gun violence? Would you say that's, like, not at all important, somewhat important, or most important? You could always use numbers from 1 to 10.
2.
Thank you. And how about making housing more affordable? Is that like not at all important, somewhat important, or most important?
10.
10. Thank you. And how about protecting abortion and reproductive rights? Is that like not at all important, somewhat important, or most important?
10.
10. Thank you. What about fighting inflation and improving the economy? Is that, like, not at all important, somewhat, or most important?
An 8.
Thank you so much. We're going to go to the next section now. We're already at 40%. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as a president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly?
Oh, strongly, sorry.
Don't worry. And now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 10, where 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, okay? You can use any numbers from 0 to 100. The first would be Democrats in Congress. Do you feel a 50, a 0, or 100? You could use any number from 1 to 100.
40.
Thank you. How about the Joe Biden? You could use anything from 1 to 100.
40.
40? Okay. And how about, let me see here. Thank you. So how about the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
80.
80, thank you. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be, like, focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on, okay? So use a 10 if it's, like, the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, a 0 if it isn't important at all to you, okay? You can use numbers from 0 to 10 again. Now, preventing underage tobacco use, is that like not at all important, somewhat important, or most important? You can use from 0 to 10.
Most important.
Thank you very much. And reducing opiate abuse and addiction, including fentanyl, is that like not at all important, somewhat important, or most important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. Banning different tobacco products for adults. Not important, somewhat important, or most important?
Not important.
And removing illegal e-vapor, like products from the market, is that like not at all important, somewhat important, or most important?
Most important.
Thank you. We're going to go to the next section. We're at 50%. Thank you for your patience, okay? Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, do you somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you very much. We're going to go to the next. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Like much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Somewhat more harm.
Somewhat more harm. Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now? Should be a top priority, or are other issues more important right now?
Other more important.
Thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better approach for the government to focus on? If it's efforts on harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing like high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive?
The latter, just increasing taxes.
Okay, so that would be the first one, right? Or the second one? Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome, okay? Are you, like, very concerned, somewhat concerned, or not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening? Now, a loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers, like who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Do you think that's very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. And the last one here is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Is that like very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. We're at 70% now and almost done here, okay? Thank you. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with that statement, okay? You can use any numbers from 0 to 10. So today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be counting to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. Do you think that's not at all? Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or do not agree at all? You could go from 0 to 10, remember.
10.
Pardon me?
10, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry about that. I couldn't hear you. And prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. So prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on like smuggling, operational by cartels, and organized crime. These types of drug trades are like linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Now, banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. Do not agree at all, somewhat agree, or strongly disagree? You could choose from anything to 10 or say what you think.
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations, of course, because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will like give authorities more power to put a larger target in minority communities where we might never return from. Do not agree at all, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Great. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. Is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? Considering does you support, strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtual no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products, adults 21 and older, brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Much more harm.
Thank you very much. And would you like be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have like no input on your decision of who to vote for? Is this like much more willing, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, or much less willing, or have no impact?
Much less willing.
Much less willing. Thank you very much. We're almost done here. We're at 79%. In the past 30 days, have you, like, used any of the following products? Heat, not burn, tobacco products, yes or no?
No.
Liquor or spirits, yes or no?
Yes.
Pipe, tobacco, yes or no?
No.
Smokeless tobacco, such as dip or chew, yes or no?
No.
And wine, yes or no?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches, yes or no?
No.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products, yes or no?
No.
Cigars, yes or no?
No.
Beer, yes or no?
No.
Cigarettes, yes or no?
No.
Soda pop, yes or no?
Yes.
And coffee, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you very much. We're at 90% and almost done. Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are like for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? There's 1 to 11th, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, or post-grade master's?
Postmaster's.
Thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Unmarried.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age, younger, living in your household?
No.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Thank you very much. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association? Applies respondent, applies household, or does not apply?
Does not apply.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural? Rural.
Rural.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, this concludes our survey. I do thank you very much for your patience, okay? Be blessed. Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Are you or is he?